do I have this massive supply of neon hair ties in my locker?
I was on call last night and I had to come to my locker and grab my stash of hair ties.
And they're not for myself like you might think. If a patient comes in to have elective brain surgery, or God forbid a patient comes in and has to have emergency brain surgery, I do my best to salvage as much of their hair as possible. I try to do hair sparing surgery when I can because our hair is a part of our identity. And though I don't advertise it, I am a part-time hairdresser. So in patients with long hair, man or woman, I will try to salvage as much of that hair as possible, and I'll tie it out of the way of the surgical site so we can try to keep it as clean as possible. At the end of every single one of my cranial cases, I'll wash the patient's hair and clean their surgical site because I don't know when the next time they'll be able to do that themselves. Not only does that help keep the incision clean, but it also helps the patient feel good after surgery. After I wash the hair, I'll then braid the hair or pull it out of the way of the surgical incision so the incision stays really clean. Anybody that works in my hospital can justify this, but I also tie the patient's head wrap and put a little bow on the top. That's like my signature. You guys know my love for vibrant, bright colors, so these are my signature hair ties to pass along to my patients. Sometimes it's just the little things we do that can go a long way.